Welcome. We are excited to be kicking off the events today. We had a few changes to our lineup here due to COVID, so I am standing in for Rita, which is very large shoes to fill, but we hope she feels better soon. Alyssa as well, appreciate you sort of hopping in super last minute. hopefully we still will have a well-run program here. Also, I think it was we do want to make this kind of interactive. We have some slides that we're going to have up. I will do my best to click through them, although we may jump around a little bit, but hopefully all of you have the materials. You can always refer back to those if you have any questions. We're also happy to field those to the best that we can. So today we are talking about carve-outs. I heard that there's about, well, I'm going to ask, how many people in here are in-house lawyers? All right, people. So how many folks in this room have ever dealt with a carve-out? Okay, all right. So I don't have to tell you all, they're really hard. and going into it, it is always harder in the end than I think anybody ever anticipated that it's going to be. But one of the things we will spend some time on is, not just, you know, how to think about what a carve-out is, but we will try to give some useful tips and maybe some information for folks who haven't had as much experience working on them, things that you may not actually think about going in that often rear their head at some point during the process. And so hopefully you'll come away from this with some helpful information, but also just, again, as I say, if anyone has any questions, feel free to kind of participate here. So what is a carve-out? Let's start with the basics. Oh, wait, sorry, I'm already failing at my clicking here. Here we go. Okay. So when we talk about carve-out, what are we talking about? We're talking about a company determining that there are either, there's a business or some set of assets that they want to sell, and usually to a third party that's going to come in and stand that business up on its own. Sounds very straightforward. We all know it's not. And so it can be super complex, and there's all sorts of things that we need to worry about, including, you know, not only which assets are going, but IP, there are HR-related concerns, there's always tax. There's all sorts, we're not going to cover tax today, just to be clear, but you guys should make sure you do. you know, and then there's a lot of other, you know, regulatory consents, just a whole slew of issues that need to be dealt with that are in some ways unique to a carve-out transaction from when you're just doing a standard sale of a company. So we'll also try to cover some of the things that are a little bit different when you're doing a sale. First, I think we thought it might be helpful just to start off, and I'll hand it over to Brittany for this, just to cover a little bit of some of the market trends around carve-outs. And we do have some excellent slides here. But maybe I'll put up the pictures, or is that good?
Yeah,
okay, we'll start there.
People like charts. Let's throw the data up. I think, you know, in terms of market trends, carve-outs as a whole is a large area that's been growing. I think some of this is around energy transition. You have some strategics that are looking to partner with private equity and maybe transfer a portion of their business into a joint venture. And they'll transfer assets or an entity and kind of partner with a private equity fund, or they'll sell altogether areas that are non-strategic. And so there really has been a continued trend of private equity looking into, okay, what areas of a business make sense for us, what areas do not, and investing in the area that they're looking at through and getting the structure right through a carve out. You're also seeing kind of strategic divestitures of maybe underfunded or businesses that a company can't focus on. So saying, you know, we have all of these verticals. This one, you know, would really benefit from being a standalone entity. So why don't we spin this out and maybe get a partner to come in and buy it, or, you know, joint venture with a partner in order to make that either kind of off of our balance sheet or make it, you know, an entity that sees a little bit more love with a little more attention. So looking at these in detail, and thankfully we have some people on our panel that can talk with real-world experience on the in-house side as to what went into at least one of these.